The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Society. This show right now is the Open Bottle Talk, and today we've got some special guests from. We've got five young gentlemen here from Las Vegas. My name is Key. Unfortunately, Frank won't be on this episode. He had to take care of some other things. So right now, we're going to go around the room and let everyone introduce themselves just by name, and we'll get into more of who they are, just some of it. So we'll start off with you, my good sir. Your name?
My name is Mello Jackson.
All right.
Rico.
T-Dot Jackson.
Tommy Diesel.
Chris P. Cushman.
You guys don't have to like lean into it like Dick. You guys can just talk. It'll pick you up. You don't have to lean into it like Dick. Also, by the way, guys, a huge warning. This show is going to have explicit language. We will be dropping the N-word a lot. We're going to talk about all sorts of things, and that's why we encourage you to make sure that you listen to the warning label at the beginning. This show does go left and right now. That's a beautiful thing that we can talk about whatever the fuck we want here on the show. And also, we got a lot of beers sitting at the table. We've got a few beers from Alaska. We've got an Indio. We got a Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA. We got a Chain. It's an Asian lager. We got Lucky Buddha lager. We've got Founders All Day IPA. And believe it or not, we even have a bottle of Patron. And we also have Corona, which is sad, but we have Corona.
It's a lot of shit going on.
I
don't know if you've tried this before. I do this thing called a Catron.
Okay, Catron.
Catron.
Let me guess, you're going to put both those things together.
Yes, and it's a beer with a kick.
All right, I'm going to have to try it with
Ciroc,
you.
What?
What did you make?
What's
it? Ciroc and what?
So we named it some Ciroc Corona or something.
Oh, yeah. What was it? It was some Soraka.
Something.
Soraka.
Sorakarano?
Yeah. Okay.
Put two drinks together.
I did.
You're weird. But no one ever.
Well, you had to be drunk to do it, you know.
No soberness, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and let's go around the room. All right, so let's kind of get down to a real important question, all right? How do each of you guys feel about hip-hop in general? Has it gone too far with mainstream? And how you feel, where's its standpoint right now as far as where hip-hop's going? Something else to add on top of that. So anybody can jump in right now. Where's your stance on hip hop right now?
I'm gonna go ahead and say it's a lot of bullshit going on in hip hop right now. And then there's also a lot of good shit going on. You know, there's some good talent, some new artists coming out. But then there's a lot of people that are just getting away with that mumble rap, you know?
Now, do you think that someone right here, Long Hard Cock, that's the person's name here, that said the Grammys will decide. We all know that's a pretty rigged show.
Okay, so as far as the Grammys, I'm going to say whoever's getting fucked in the ass the most, that's who might win, you know? So.
All right, fair enough. Right now, guys, we are live on Periscope. So if you guys ever want to participate in our show, definitely head over to OBS. Check out OBS Beers on Periscope. We're filming live right now. All right, so let's continue about what is mumble rap?
Well, you know, the rap that, you know, really doesn't make any sense. People are, you know, music is supposed to be uplifting. I like, you know, music is very powerful. You know what I'm saying? You can change somebody's outcome in life just off of one song.
Yeah.
And a lot of this shit that's coming out nowadays is just BS. You know what I'm saying? It has no substance.
But I think people blame the rappers more than the fans. Because at the end of the day, he's making his money, whatever he's doing. So how could you be mad at him?
Right.
Why do people gotta listen to it?
Right. Okay, so we understand mumble rap. Let's see. Lil Uzi Vert. I hate him.
Yeah.
I really, really despise the new Mace. That's Young Yachty. Lil Yachty, right?
Yeah, Lil Boat, yeah.
He's like, is it me or is hip hop more of the Down syndrome now? Like,
it's like, got a Down syndrome twist.
And what's funny is it's all black rappers. You know who I give the biggest credit to in the hip hop community now?
Who's that?
White people. There are so many white rappers emerging, or anyone that's not black, and they sound more hard.
They actually got talent.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so is hip-hop changing more culturally, not being black anymore? Because hip-hop was it's a black thing, but now, because of this new mumble rap era.
I'm going to say not necessarily. I mean, there's so many black people doing hip-hop, so, you know, a couple mumblers may slip in, you know, a couple.
But they're the ones making the biggest waves.
Especially, exactly. They're making, right now it's a little wave, but this ain't going to last long, okay?
I hate to say this.
This ain't no music that's going to...
If you keep slapping great music on, like, great beat, you know, Chris keeps making these wonderful beats for them, you know, he's got to get paid.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit what they're saying? But it's like, you think they can handle a cypher?
No, they can't. Absolutely not.
But
no.
It's also a generation thing.
Yeah.
I keep hearing that.
Everything a lot of drugs talking about these days is sipping lean, you know what I'm saying? You know,
wait, people still do that?
Yes,
okay, so for those that don't know what lean is, anybody want to tell them what lean is?
Promethazine codeine.
Promethazine codeine. Cough syrup. Scissor. You mix it with the Sprite or the Fanta. Whip it.
When you got swollen tonsils.
Wow. It tastes so good.
Wow, that's crazy. So, someone said it's more about the beat than the message. Do we agree to that? Which one's mainstream?
Nowadays, it's more about the beat.
But I hear a lot of...
thing that you hear, though. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we kind of touched a little basis on that. Now, someone said earlier, the N-word. Why do we use the N-word a lot? Why do we say nigga? Why do rap artists use nigga in their lyrics?
I mean, well, basically, we can take this all the way back to when we first got here, because we were niggers, you know what I'm saying? Now, after being called that for centuries, we had to turn it into something positive, which, you know, we use it as a term of endearment, like brother, like nigga, that's my brother, you feel me?
Right.
Also, my dad, he doesn't like it when we use the term, but at the same time, hey, there's nothing we can do about it, it's here now.
When I use it now, I like to use it as never ignorant, get a goal accomplished.
Nigga. Yeah.
I like that. So that's my nigga. That. See, you know, it's positive.
Okay. That's what Tupac said.
So I keep my niggas around me. We never ignorant, but we getting goals accomplished.
Nice.
So
okay.
That's what it is.
Now, so what's the biggest thing that, so if we're going to take out the lean, as far as hip-hop artists, what's the biggest thing you guys push? Like, here's the thing that's predicated with hip-hop as far as drinkability and relaxing. So we do know Kush. We talk about, you know, smoking. Let's talk about the alcohol. Is it really that big of a deal to pop bottles? Like, is that a part of it?
As far as what?
As far as just the image of hip-hop, is that, do we honestly have to pop bottles? Like,
right now, they're making it a culture of pill-popping.
Bottle-popping.
Drug addicts. There's a bunch of drug addicts in the hip-hop industry right now, and I don't know. And it's like, they don't really have talent if they need drugs to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get in the studio, you load yourself up with drugs, and then you come up with music.
I mean, it's not... I talk about drugs and music too, but I don't do drugs. It's just something I find the topic interesting.
I do drugs. I just, you know, but I still do music. I mean, it doesn't affect my shit. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like it because I don't like the direction they're pushing it to. Like, it's going towards the kids. So these kids grow up listening to this music. And they think all it is.
That's
is
what you want to do.
You want to, like, you got these fucking, these high end white boys that live, you know, in the suburbs, and they out here thinking that they trapping. Now they're over here trying to sell dope when they're already well off. And then they get mixed up in this whole new culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard the song, Bad and Bougie.
Oh,
I wanted to cut my wrist. I'm like, what?
Because I good song,
it is. No, it's not a good song. It's retarded. It's
You know what? I didn't like Migos at first, but they have a formula that works.
I think Migo lost his shit when he's talking about Versace. I can't afford Versace. I can't relate to Versace. Everything. Maybe I could save up for a wallet or something.
Yeah.
I can't relate to it. But then I heard the song, and I'm going, no, this is like, who really cooks in the kitchen with a noodle? Like, you're really gonna use your food. You see someone in the kitchen making pancakes and not with a noodle sitting right there.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Why are you in my house? Like, okay, everyone's outside and shit. All right, let's talk about let's get Rico in here. Let's talk about fashion a little bit. So, what does it take for someone to be like, what is fashion like now? Like, I know they've seen a lot of people kind of wearing like cross gender clothes, like, you know what I'm saying? Loose. Like, what's that hip hop artist that's almost wearing feminine clothes? What is
Young Thug. Young Thug.
Man,
is it a homosexual thing or is it really comfortable?
There's some homo thugs.
I mean, every now and again, I put on some baggy clothes, but it can't be on too baggy. Like, oh wow, this is a nice summer dress I'm wearing. I mean, like, as a person who makes fashion, like, how do you feel about something like that?
I can't speak for him, but I don't wear women's clothing. My homies don't wear women's clothing.
Right. What about you, as far as the fashion?
Man, that shit is crazy to me, man. I definitely feel like it's some...
What if they offered you a lot of money as a fashion designer to actually put out a line of something along that line for men? Something lacy, furly, long, but... Can you put a man feel to it? Would you be capable of doing something like that if the money was right?
Oh,
and put your name on it. Okay, nothing wrong with that. What about you, Mr. Mello? How do you feel about today's fashion? These kids,
man, I'm not all with that dress wearing shit. That shit is skirt shit. Paint your fingernails, man. That shit ain't G.
What would it be G if he actually came out and said, "Guys, I suck dick," and you know I'm about to rap?
But then be
yourself and like be the most sickest cypher in the world. Fucking suck a dick, but I blast you.
If you're gonna be a homo thug, be a homo thug. But don't be like in the closet and come out like years later.
Do you think honestly everybody's acceptable now if somebody, let's say, nothing against you, T was like, you know what, I like dick and but I'm a kid still rap, and would you still accept them as him, or would it be kind of weird for you? I'm not saying that he is. Guys, I've literally just before we started.
We could have used anybody else, G. We could have used anybody else, G.
Hey, it's called Casualties of War. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the shit that calls fucking T-Dot. I'm like, goddamn. I tried to pick up on one of them and she didn't want to hear it. This fucking hand is strong. So, but being a very legit question, could you honestly still accept a person that you knew was like, all right, I'm coming out. Would you still work with them? Would you still?
That's my brother, so you know what I'm saying. It's blood for anything, so I'm accepting for who he is.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. It would kind of surprise me. I probably had to beat him up one time.
Just why would you have to beat his ass?
For lying to me for so long.
You didn't tell me you were into that shit.
Yeah, you could have let me know a while back, bro.
Guys, help yourself. Do not hesitate, guys.
We got to start opening some of this shit, don't we?
Open the beer.
All right.
So,
you don't want to break that open.
So, how do you guys all feel in general about the beer? It was a zombie hand. There it is. How do you guys generally feel about beer? Because I know, like, you guys grab the Corona, Festa, mostly everything, and then you're getting to the beers in here, Rico. Diesel, what's the number one beer if we brew?
Probably Corona.
It would be a Corona? Yeah. Okay, and why is that?
I don't know, just... It's good.
It's just what people hand you. It's what you see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if it would be, so, what you're going to experience right now is that we're doing just a plethora of different beers, and these come from all over the world. Are y'all a little skeptical about them, or is it something you're going to go? Would it be better, or would you think that it's going to fail less than Corona? Say, because that's what you're used to.
So. I might find something I like.
Yeah. There you go.
I had that one before. That was not bad.
Yeah, that one actually is a lager. That's the Lucky Buddha. So it's a sort of an Asian lager.
You said you had that before.
Yeah, it's called Lucky Buddha, and it's really cool because the bottle is shaped like himself. And
Corona is awful.
Everybody, actually, most of the craft beer world knows that Corona is awful. Now, here's the horrible part about Corona. It's so light is a destroyer of beer, and a green bottle, it protects the light. It keeps 20% of it out. Brown, 90%. Beer bottle, 0. So the taste that you're literally tasting is the light destroying the beer. That's why you add a lime automatically to it, or you mix it. The rest of these, you won't need to do that. But what they do now is they found out people are so used to the light skunkness, before they bottle it, they light strike it. They actually hit it with a UV light to make it that signature skunk. That means it's bad. Well, that's the flavor is what it puts. puts out. And a lot of people just kill the shit, but we've been trying to get people off of Corona. This is one of the worst beers on the planet.
Yeah, you about to make me get off of it, talking that kind of shit.
Yeah, light destroys the
shit. I'm looking like it's the only shit on the table with clear bottle.
That's all you do, like, you know, I like the taste of it. I'm not much of a beer drinker, you know me.
Of course. You guys left my last time, six beers deep. Y'all were smashed. Because we were doing high ABV, 10%. But like I said, like when you guys were tasting with things with bourbon barrel age, they were very potent, super rich and detailed.
Where them cherries at?
Oh, you want the cherries?
Break a cherry out of
them. Man, he added some jalapenos to them.
No, those jalapenos we were eating last time.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It's right over there. That big ass jar is over there.
Oh, shit.
I remember that.
It's about to go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing things. All right, so right now we're going to check with Periscope and see. I'm going to look on Periscope. We got a lot of things going on. I only know it doesn't taste good. UV thing's new to me. Okay, so Miss Soul from Argentina does not like Corona. Not a lot of people like it, but once you start off into the world of craft beer, let me ask you guys a question. So, the beers that you've had at my house before, gentlemen. Right? And some of the beers you were tasting, like the Delirium Red and then the beer I made. Like, did you enjoy the beer that I made?
Yeah, man, that's good.
There you go, have a little more. So, would those beers be something, if you could see it at a bar and you're out getting turned up, would those be something that you would, at an event, if you knew you were able to get it versus all the other mainstream stuff?
Yeah.
So, that's what we're trying to promote. Now, at some point in T-Dot's video, my beer will be in his video at some point.
I will. Your beer.
Yeah,
your beer. Yeah.
Popping bottles.
We'll put your beer in the beginning of the next video.
We'll pull your beer in the butt naked bits.
Ad before the video.
Yeah.
Okay, no, CC, I don't mind you having it, but you will not waste my beer on no butt naked bits. Yeah. I work too hard for that beer.
Pour over a bitch.
It
said, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. You better
drink the beer.
You can't drink it. When's the last time anyone here has ever drunk a bitch? You can't do that. Drink my beer. Okay, this says right here, fashion is another way to give people something to talk about, which keeps the memory alive. So, Miss Janice from Florida was talking about fashion again. So, now, we all know fashion is a statement. So, for you, Mr. T-Dot, with your fashion, so when you're about to do a video, what is your appearance? Is it based upon what you're talking about? And then, with that, what do you have to drink in the video?
When I'm about to do a video, it depends on what kind of song it is. You know what I'm saying? If it's a flashy song, of course, I'm going to try to, you know, be as flashy as I can, you know, whatever I could do for that. And then if it's like a darker video, you know, I might have a trench coat all black. You know, it's time for that. If it's a, you know, we about to go to war video, you know, I'm going to have some go to war clothes on. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
So I go with that as far as when I'm doing a video. But like when I'm doing a performance, I just, you know, step out fire. Time.
All right. What about you, Mr. Diesel? I know you're a hip hop artist as well. What is the same question?
I just try to make it match art. If the song matches the outfit, I'll put it together. Like every day, I just kind of just do me.
All right. And what do you? So if you're gonna do the video, let's say we're gonna do a romantic hip hop song, like "Baby, I Love You, But I'm Gonna Shoot You in the Face." What drink goes with that?
I'm gonna love you, but I'll shoot you in the face.
That goes with it. A tuxedo.
A tuxedo
with blood stains on.
I like that. If you would. Nice. Chris, what type of beat would you put with that? I love you, but I'm gonna shoot you in the face if I catch you talking to him over time.
Like some kind of like violins and pianos.
This is epic. Just fucking two lips on a fucking organ. It's great. All right, so now what we're gonna talk about is I don't know what we're gonna talk about next. So what are we gonna talk about? Like
we're gonna talk about where's that thing to grab these cherries?
Oh, let me go get that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back in just a moment, guys.
We can still keep talking if you want.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on now. Let me go ahead.
Whoa.
Let me go, guys. We'll be right back in just a moment. We'll be right back. I'm gonna grab this apparatus so they can pull these cherries out. We'll get into the. Anyway, we're gonna get those in just a moment. Let me go ahead and we'll be right back. All right.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we are all back. T-Dot, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling Gucci, man. I like everything I got right now.
That fucking eating them jalapenos and them dirty atomic bombs.
I had the jalapenos.
Okay, so we had a little discussion before we turned back on. A couple people were saying, so we're going to start off with the first one. Anyone can jump in. Gentlemen, swear to fucking God, if you don't keep drinking, I know this one doesn't. You.
You're going to leave here drunk, fucker.
You're going to fucking leave here drunk, you fucker.
Yeah.
Open some shit up.
Yeah, drink. Yeah, just grab a beer.
Fucking drink.
This one's already open.
Yeah, just fucking goddamn me over there waiting for permission. and shit, I fucking hate you.
I'm not a big smoke drinker. Just
fuck well, it then up, take bro. Your, then take
I'm
your
not
time.
A big smoke drinker.
Just I'm not a big smoke drinker.
Okay, so the
I'm
reason.
A smoker,
wait
drinker.
A minute, hold on, Mr. D. You just want to have something to wet your palate because we don't give out water. I'm just saying, just take your time. Never have an empty glass, except for this one. We just know this one. So, but oh wait, I got a little left.
Yeah,
you better that. You better just wet your palate.
Yeah, just wet your palate. We're gonna get okay, guys. So there was someone that said earlier,
hip hop is dead.
Hip hop is dead. Anybody take it away? Is hip hop dead?
Absolutely not.
No,
hip hop lives in me.
Still selling.
It lives in you.
In me.
What don't you? You guys again?
Hip hop is forever.
Hip hop is forever, though. But why is it getting sick? Okay, why is what is his name? Yachty, little Yachty. Mm-hmm. Why is he even allowed?
Right. I don't know.
Why is the hip hop community just go no? Like
he has fans though.
He's got fans. If you got fans, then you got support. Don't matter what you're saying. If people are supporting,
like Mac Miller, I hate him. I hate Mac Miller.
If people are supporting, then you can make it anywhere. You know, what I'm saying?
Like somebody said right now, Kendrick Lamar saved hip hop. When you got people like Kendrick, you got people like J. Cole. You got people.
No,
like,
J. Cole sucks.
I mean, he's in a point in time in his life. I feel as an artist where he's just expressing himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying? And he's in that dark area,
right?
And then also you got people like Big Sean. To just drop
Sean. Yeah, Big Sean's. I like him.
Like his new project, you know what I'm saying? My brother turned me on to that. It's nice, man. And then you got people that don't get the limelight, like Yellow Wolf. Like, he's one of my favorites.
I love Yellow
Wolf. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I like his.
Dropbox Chevy.
Yeah, like his whole crossover because he's going Billy Badass.
You know who else is dope out of that camp? I like Tech Nine and I like Ritz. I actually had a chance to hang out with Ritz recently.
Yeah. Ritz is dope. Yeah.
Yeah, one of our guys on the show that watches us on Periscope, his name is Cinder, actually is his music manager. And I did not know it. He was watching a show and he come here and Ritz was performing downtown LVHC and it was really nice to meet him, but that was about it. It was really cool. He still owes me a drinking challenge. He says he can now drink me. And I would love to get that because I guess him and Yellow Wolf did a challenge on a Crown Royal and of course Ritz dropped Yellow Wolf on her table. I'm like, I want that. We just never set that shit up. Now, so we were talking about Michael Jackson. You said, Melo, Michael Jackson is life.
Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer that ever lived. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know why, but last week I go to this Michael Jackson hype. I hopped in the shower early morning and I was on my little iTunes boop, hit mic up. And I grew up listening to Michael Jackson, but me older now, I'm listening to like the words and the lyrics of his songs and stuff like that. His ad-libs and like everything. Like that shit is crazy, bro. That shit is fucking crazy.
Quozy from Australia.
Like, bro, he wasn't saying shit. Like he was
Jamona.
Yeah, Migo stole his
stuff. Do we really have to jam that hard?
Yeah. Oh, that's it as hard as fuck.
Fucking,
bro.
Can we take a break now? Quozy from Melbourne, Australia says, have you guys ever heard of New Zealand hip hop?
No.
Then you guys might want to jump on that. Now, we're going to talk about someone said something, hip hop died with Tupac. Now, I hate Tupac and Biggie. I've never really liked them.
What? Kiss face.
Well, hold on. Let me explain myself. I hate when everybody overpumps something. Like, can we take a break? Now, you know, growing up in Northtown, you know, after a while, I'm tired of hearing fucking Tupac and Biggie being bumped everywhere I fucking go. Like, it's like you saturated the fuck. I ain't say this. I'm glad they're dead. I'm glad. Yeah. Look at me. I don't care. I'm so glad they're gone. Yeah. Everybody. Okay.
Are you ready?
I know every song by heart by those two motherfuckers and never owned an album, a tape. Never seen. I mean, I catch the videos every once in a while. Oversaturated. It's the crate right over there, my good sir.
Bro, I'm sorry, but. You got two people. I just mixed that up. It's Catrone.
It's Catrone. We got it. Right. Patent by Mello and the Fucked Up Crew. Patent.
Also goes good with grenadine.
Absolutely.
But no. Oh, I'm sorry. No clapping.
That's all right. All right.
So, yeah, no. Pop, man. All right. You got two of the best of the both worlds. You got somebody that can freestyle off the top of their dome big.
Tupac.
He never had to use a piece of paper. And then you got Tupac, which is a writer and a poetic one at that.
Right.
And he can paint pictures with music. Right. And, like, he would take himself out of himself and put himself in somebody else's shoes and then rap about that.
Right.
And make it good and make it a hit. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Biggie, somebody that just grew up like same way, like Hard Times. And fucking, he was just good. He was just talented.
Yeah. Right.
He was just a talented individual. And you fucking give him a microphone and a beat and he was going to rap all night.
Now, but it was oversaturated. Everywhere I went, I had to hear it. Then, Tupac did not die. For how many years did he come out, kept coming out with new shit?
Man,
I know,
whether
he's still selling records.
Like, it's like you wrote that much material, you were set for life. Get it, he is dead, but stop. Like, I'm very glad. Like, I hate so much.
They killed Tupac because he was about to become a politician, man. Like,
oh, yeah, his politics. He could have changed the world. I really believe he would have done great as a politician, but someone had to stop him, right?
Yeah.
They'd rather put a bullet in him.
Take that ninja down.
Take him down, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's see here. I like Rakim better than Pac. Is that true?
Rakim. You can say that. Rakim was somebody that influenced Pac.
For the pioneer.
You know what I'm saying? He a pioneer in the industry.
Right.
So, of course, Rakim is better than Pac because he created Pac. Yeah, he created your bigs.
Right. You know what? Miss Williams, M. Williams 4 says Tupac was waking too many people up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you can capture the world, you know what I'm saying, through music, right. Like Pac did.
I think Tupac was more than just a rapper, though. The way he spoke was...
That's right.
Trump lives matter.
No, they don't.
Trump lives matter.
No, stop it. It's like saying all buildings matter, okay? So I'm just saying. All right, so do anybody want to touch a little bit on politics? Just a little bit.
Oh, we can talk politics.
Okay,
man.
We can do a little bit about that.
Oh, man, it's some shit.
How do you guys feel about Russ? I like Russ. The hip-hop artist Russ.
Russ? Oh, just
no, he's decent.
I like
him. He's decent.
Yeah.
He got a cool little sound.
I heard that one. Ain't nobody gonna do it myself. Fuck it, mm-hmm. I do it myself. Like,
they said, no politics. They don't want to talk politics.
Hold on, guys. We got a bunch of people here. So
Big L
and
Big Pun?
Let's see. As Big far Pun. As they haven't brought up Big L and Big... Who the fuck is Big L?
Big L? Oh, man.
No, I don't know who Big L is. I know Big Pun.
Big L is one of the sickest freestyle artists from off the East Coast, man. He was...
You know who I like that's underrated and fucking top-notch? Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. My favorite artist, personally, is Royce da 5'9".
No, I don't really know who Big... Wait. What's the song Big L's song?
Big L...
That was it?
Oh, that's all I got right now.
Ebonics.
And they're talking Yeezy. They're talking Yeezy.
I don't know who Big L is. Yeah. I don't.
Bro, Big L, man, I can't think of nothing right now.
That's right. You know what? I'll tell you. You know, when this show's over, I'll kind of look him up. Maybe, you know what it is? I may know a few of the songs, just to pay attention to an artist anymore. Because if I like the song, I just want to like the song. I don't really want to research
it. What's up with it, Goosey?
Big L did, man. Yeah. They shot him early.
Oh, did they shoot him early?
Yeah, they got
Wait, someone else got shot? Are you worried about getting shot, T-Dot?
No.
Because you don't. Why? Why are you not worried about it?
No worry.
Good answer. What about you, Chris, on the beat? How are you worried about ever getting shot at some of these events?
I get more love than people trying to point a gun at me. Right. People want to work with me, you know, so I'm not really worried.
How about
about
you, Mr. Deez? Are you worried when you're on stage? Are you worried there's going to be some beef?
You can't live your life like that.
Do you guys have any hip-hop rivals out there? You know, that's a good question. Any hip-hop rivals? Is there anybody out there that, whether they hate on you or not, that just become, they say, oh, I don't like Diesel or I don't like T-Dot, and you guys kind of, not a rap battle or anything, is there any friction out there that you're like, man,
I got some, you know, I got people in the city, it's like, you know, he's so hot, you know, I wish I could, you know, do what he's doing.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, you know, because they can't be me. But it's not really like no beef situation, because, you know, beef is like a tough word. That's like, we're going to beef, we're going to get into it, I'm going to bust your head.
Right.
Okay, now, you being a little jealous a little bit, maybe, because I make a little bit of a better sounding music than you do, you know, that happens all the time.
Right,
so.
Okay.
I like beef, because I cook that shit.
As a chef, I concur. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Rico. I know you've been sitting there very quiet, rolling up your sticky. Yeah. Icky. Am I saying that right? Sticky Icky, Mr. Riggle?
Sticky Icky Icky.
Question. As in fashion, do you have any rivals in fashion? Is there people out there saying I could do that better? Like, I could put an iron on that shirt and fucking rock and roll. You got any beef out there?
Yeah, I have came across with, actually, people I try to work with, man.
What?
Like, I try to partner with, actually. Yeah, with the clothing line that I own now. People that I grew up with that I was trying to...
collaborate with, try to spread that wealth, and they were like, nah, man. Fuck you.
It's more of a jealousy thing, like what he said.
That's horrible. Yeah. Why? Why do we suck?
Right? I mean,
it's just, man, people don't, you know, people always want that light.
Man, I can't wait till they deport us.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Oh, wait.
Africa.
Guys, if you guys don't know this, as an African-American, you know, I actually figured out, tell me if I'm wrong, I know why we're the most hated and, like, creatures on the planet.
Because we're the most influential.
No, because we can't be put anywhere.
We can't be put anywhere.
You think Africans?
They can't send us
they
can't back.
Send, they cannot send us anywhere. We're the only people who cannot be deported.
That.
So that's why we're hated and liked. It's like, man, go back home. We ain't got no home. We are home.
Like, go back to Africa, bro.
And Africa does not want us. No. Yeah, you free. Go back. No vote for you.
Look, you American.
Actually, Randall said, what the fuck are you talking about? We're just kind of just out. Randall watching us on Periscope. Race baiter. No, it's not a race baiter. We were just talking in general with beef, and it just happened to come up. You know, Compton is Africa. That's what I'm talking about.
Being black in America is hard. It's not easy. I'll just put that out there.
Absolutely. Quolzy said after we're done, Quolzy emailed me a New Zealand hip hop for us to listen to.
Oh, sweet.
We'll play it in a little bit once we're done with the scope. So, Quolzy, thank you very much. That's my. He calls me Pumbaa because I'm big and he's fucking skinny and scraggly. He's like Timon and fucking he's Aussie. He's a Kiwi, man. Okay, so we kind of touched on that. Politics, it's whatever. We all know it's fucked up. And the cool part is I'm glad it's happening. So glad it's happening.
I'm just happy to see America opening its eyes. Like, you know, people are so drawn into these politics. They're like, oh, we're going to vote for Trump. We're going to make America great again. Yes. And then the first thing we're going to do is fuck America.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Ambrose G asks, how do y'all feel about brothers learning to invest their money?
That's where we lack power, bro. Like, if we could come together and put some money in, it's like, all right, man, here's a record.
But you know what, brothers is starting to do that now. You know, Nipsey Hussle is saying that, you know, Game, Rick Ross and them got a song talking about buy back the block. It's basically like, let's buy all this shit up before you let everybody come in and buy this shit up and then rank up the price to where, you know, we can't even afford it no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on.
Does the
right
Game
now
still have that butterfly tattoo on his face?
No.
He did remove that, right? Okay, now I can take him serious. Okay.
What did Barack Obama do for black people, the black community?
Okay, I got this one. Let me start.
You
gonna
do yours? I'm gonna do mine.
All right. So, Randall, what did Barack Obama do for the black community over the past 8 years? In one sentence, he gave hope to every young black person that you literally can be whatever you want.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
That's Randall. It. Whatever you take away from anything, like in Texas, there's been reports that they took away from our history in the U.S. Slavery is not in the history books. They started removing them out of the mandated history books for social studies, right, in the school. And then, so no matter what you do, now remember, everyone's patriotic in their own right. You got to be patriotic. But one thing you cannot take away that there is a black face on that line of white presidents. And so if anyone ever goes, well, what did he ever do for blacks? Whether it was good or bad, no president has ever won the world over 60%. It's either you like them or you don't.
Right.
A lot of people like Bush. A lot of people like Clinton. A lot of people like JFK. And then there's people who hate him. It's a 50-50 deal. It's one of those horrible jobs in the world. But when you look at the line of presidents and you finally see this different color. Matter of fact, it didn't even have to be a black person. It could have been a female. It could have been the first gay president. It could have been first whatever. You can never stricken it from the records. Not to mention, as an ex-military person, Barack Obama took out three of the world's most wanted men ever. He said, go do that. Go do that.
But to a lot of America, he didn't do anything but, you know, mess up America. And he wasn't even the first black president to begin with. But we don't talk about that part. We don't go that far.
No, we don't. Well, the one in the history books that are there for people to blatantly see. Yeah. Like, there's all my presents. That's why inside, believe it or not, if you guys ever get a chance to look in that cabinet right there, I've got the first ever Barack Obama sparkling water in a bottle. It's really nice.
I got the Obama Spider-Man magazine.
Hey, boom.
Spider-Man comic. First president to make comic books.
Actually, technically, Randall is on a rant here. He's saying that Barack Obama sold us out. No, I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. You know what I'm saying?
What do you guys think about Big Sean's rap song "No Flavors" with Eminem?
No favors.
This is a good one.
Eminem killed that shit.
He was rapping about rape, right? You know, I'm a huge Eminem fan. I like him.
Yeah, Eminem. So,
he did rap about rape.
Perry.
Eminem. Pause.
Pause. Hold on, real quick. Do me a favor, Mr. Perry. We were just kind of keeping it here. No hate politics. No hate race or any hate religion allowed in this room, or you will get blocked. Final warning, guys. We're actually filming live on Periscope, and this is why we normally leave those three things out. But we're here with several gentlemen here in the fashion industry and the hip hop industry, and these are just topics that they talk about. And there are a lot of hip hop artists rapping about, you know, whatever politics, race, and religion. But we are Perry Music. Thanks for playing, bro. I said enough of that. So there it is, guys. Whether or not you like Trump, it's whatever. If you guys don't like Barack Obama, whatever. If you didn't like Bush, whatever. We're just having a very intellectual conversation, and that's the problem. This is why it's such a heated decision. I bet you if one person in this room that's in this room recording right now said, I voted for Trump, then you voted for fucking Trump. That's your right. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter why you voted for him. It's just you voted for him. And then you got people go, oh, fuck Trump. It is what it is. We deal with it, right? And as black folks and people from the hood, we deal with what we're handed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we move on and we move forward.
Yeah, just like when the recession session here. Remember right. since you said that?
So we're just having a an intellectual conversation, and you got someone just like that going, fuck Barack Obama, and he just blah blah. We're not here to talk about, hey, this is why we can't. That's why we just talk about bitches and booze and let's get fucked up and say fucked up shit. This is why it can't happen because of people like that.
I know,
and,
exactly.
You know, and that's kind of stupid.
It's all good. You know, like people like that give me, you know, it just fuels to the fire, man. I'm going to become the person that I want to be, regardless.
Right. All right, to Born to Stand Out, I seen you say Big Sean was underrated. That's true. But he's actually getting his shine right now, you know what I'm saying? With this new album, he got number one in the country. You know, he finally getting his shine, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
That album's just dope.
Yeah, it's dope all the way through. It's not just an album that's talking about this gibby-dibby-dibby doing drugs and smoking. He got inspirational music on there. He got shit that'll help you get through it. You know, he got shit that everybody can relate to. Absolutely. And that's really what music is. You know, that's a real album.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do is before we take the next break, and we'll do a commercial here in a moment, because right now we're going to be doing a cannabis break for the gentlemen in the room. They gotta do what they must do. So real quick, we're going to go around the room and we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask each of you guys a real quick question. All right, Chris, since you make music, past or present, who would you like to collaborate with?
Mariah Carey.
Done. Mm. As a hip hop artist, Mr. Diesel, who would you like to collaborate with?
Can I say Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Michael Jackson. alive.
Dr. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So Michael Jackson, you would love to work with,
and Dr. Dre alive.
All right. No, I said one. See, now you're greedy. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what about you, T-Dot? If anybody, past or present, who would you have wanted to collaborate with?
Eminem.
All right. Fair enough. And for you in the fashion world, who would you like to design clothes for, past or present, whether they're alive or not?
Pass. And I say Prince.
Prince, perfect. And Mr. Mello, since you work in the adult industry, who would you like to watch perform on one of your sets in the hip hop community, past or present? Nicki Minaj and a bald butt cheek.
Nah, man. I would say, Marilyn Monroe. I'll be like, run me that one time.
One time. And for me, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. I do what I want. All right, guys, we'll be right back with this next one.
I would put Trina, too.
I'm just going to just put it in everyone. Fuck it. Line up every hole. I don't care. You're making a dude. Give a shit.
I would like to see Marilyn Monroe bust that ass open.
Bust it open. Bust it wide open. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in. We want to appreciate everybody. And I did say it right. We want to appreciate you. Now head over to obsbeers.com and check us out. Yep, that's right. That tapping right there lets you know. Obsbeers.com. Obsbeers.com. Find us on all of our social media. We got us up on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. That's right. Obsbeers.com. Okay, wait. Hold on, wait. Obsbeers.com? Wait, yeah?
One more time.
Obsbeers.com. We'll check you guys later.
Welcome back.
All right, guys. I want to thank everybody for coming here, hanging out. We're having some beers. We're having conversation. I just really do appreciate everybody listening to us here on Open Bottle Talk. We just wanted to switch it up because we just didn't want you guys to get bored with what we always talk about. It's beer. And every now and again, I don't mind throwing a monkey wrench and shit. Hell, I've thrown a lot of monkey wrenches in people's tires before. It's fucking fantastic. And all that noise that you're hearing actually is everybody moving beer around and stuff like that. So it's not that they're being disrespectful. It's just that's what we're doing. We're moving the beer around. We're having some nice cocktails. So what we're going to do right now, we had a few topics discussion before we came back on the show, and one of them was Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
So Mello, what do you want to talk about, Bad and Bougie?
So basically, all right, it's the number one song in the country right now. Hey, big up to Migos. I like it. I rocks with it. It's a dope track, man. The formula works. But the other day, I'm at work, right? You know, I work in the adult film industry. You know, shout out to Brazzers. You know, I make some of that porn that y'all like to yank off to. I'm the guy behind the scenes. But me and my makeup artist, we were talking. I was like all these bitches want to be Bad and Bougie. I was like, bitches ain't, they ain't even got their lives together, you know, for the most part. It's like, you're Bad and Bougie. Okay. Oh, you got your fancy bag, or you got these heels, and like, bitch, you ain't even got a car.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're bad and bougie, whatever. But I like a bad and basic broad. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What's wrong with a bad and basic? What's wrong with the girl to go and do her 9 to 5 with her fine ass and don't need motherfucking plastic surgery to look good to be bad and bougie? Yes. Shout out to those girls. Yes.
Yes. Nice, nice.
You are appreciated. You're okay?
Very appreciated. Well, you know what I really most appreciate about women that I think a lot of people overlook? The vagina. If you can get past the tits and the ass and all that bullshit, you can find a nice vagina under all that.
Yes.
Like, I've seen a lot of women with, like, nothing. Like, they've been, like, real, like, Asian girls. You know, like, well, actually, Asian women, let's leave them out there. You're always welcome. We're talking about, like, women that may not fit the criteria of what we all are accustomed to, like fat asses and tits and that body. But are we also saying that we overlook a few women that don't have that, like a big girl or a skinny girl? That's why I said big shout out to vagina.
I mean, yeah, big shout out to vagina. Without vagina, we all wouldn't be here. Okay. I mean, if it was a world full of dudes, bro, we'd kill ourselves.
As far as vagina, when you're going to settle down with a nice young lady, does the body count?
No.
What?
Mean a thing to you?
No, actually, what? I need you to treat me nice. I need you to treat me nice.
Wait. As far as body count, how many dudes she...
How many dudes has she slept with?
The body count?
No. Oh, you mean how much dick she got before you?
How many penises?
I don't want to know. I don't give a shit. You know what? I'll tell you what. I don't like virgins. How's that work for you?
I mean, but you wouldn't want to know. But like, what if you move to a small town and that bitch fucked everybody and you're like, you married her?
But
everybody just looks at you like...
No. You know what? No.
All the homies are in the train. You're like,
you married that bitch. Well, you know what? Okay. There's a difference between a woman having a good time like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Then there's a woman who's like, you know, you need to be in the industry.
Right. And I respect the girls that embrace their fucking inner slut. If you're gonna be a slut, be a slut. Don't settle.
Yeah, own that shit.
Get paid to be a slut.
Yeah.
Don't be a slut.
Hi, guys. OBSBeers.com is taking applications for anyone with their inner slut. Please check us out at OBSBeers.com.
Yes, I have a new agency coming up. If you want to embrace your inner slut, please contact me at Metal Jackson. Just Google
whatever email pops up, like Metal Jackson, that works out. Fucking crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Metal Jackson. All right, so what else we got? Okay, so we're talking about bad and bougie. Then what else?
As far as body count, like, you know what? If a chick is down with you and she changed her body count, like, body taking ways, and she's like, you know, I want to be with you. Oh, yeah, you can make that adjustment. I work in the industry. So. Yeah,
Yana 25 has a really great question, and that's actually a really good question. But continue.
What's that? What's the question?
Is it gay for a woman to eat a man's ass?
Yes. All the way gay.
Is it like all the way gay? If she just wants to just.
It's gay for a woman even touching his ass to me.
Okay. I mean, what? Look at.
Is it more of a gay thought process, or is it, are you afraid you're gonna like it?
I work in the sex industry. Okay.
This question is not for you.
Okay. No, but that's what. Hey, you know, I tried it once.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
So at least you tried it.
I tried it.
He's like, no, thank you.
No, not. Hey, I tried it.
No one's checked out my back.
She was like, oh, I said, bitch, yeah, it's enough now.
You just said thank you.
I said no. That's it.
Thank you so much for putting your tongue back.
It don't work for me.
It's out.
A bear trap
out there. Okay, but the question is, do you eat ass?
Yeah.
Okay, so my dude. Like groceries, yes?
It's been
Rico, so that also means you never... So no anal either with a woman?
I haven't tried that either.
Okay, anal with a woman, Mr. Diesel.
Yeah.
Chris is like, fuck yeah, these bitches out in the street.
Yeah,
and they know Chris on the beat.
Geeking, I mean, if I'm geeking and it's a nice clean ass and it's... You know,
I'm a freak. That fresh out the shower booty is
out the shower.
Of course. but why? Okay, so here's a question. So if it's okay to eat ass on a female, why isn't it okay for them to eat ass on a man?
Because that shit ain't cool.
What makes it not cool?
You got a female that has a vagina.
Okay.
You got a female that has a vagina and the asshole is right next to you.
It happens.
Now, these are both things that you go into. Okay?
Right.
A male has a
penis. So you're saying you don't want nothing to go in you.
Nothing goes in a male.
Okay. Well, no. Organ, wait, okay? You don't want nothing to go in you.
Right.
You can't say male.
Right. Yeah,
you don't want shit to go in you. So this is all personal reasons.
Right. Yeah, it's all personal.
Okay.
I don't play that. There's a bear trap back there. You go back there, you can lose your life, a hand, arm, limb. You never know. My wife tries that. She'll try to touch it, clench, and almost break her wrist.
I love you, boo, but I'm gonna fucking punch you the next time you do it. All right, so we got that out of the way. That was a very good question. Uh-oh, Liz says she eats. Come on over. We've got food for you. All right, so exit only. You lie. Guys, I ain't gonna lie. I've never had anything happen to me that way, but I ain't never. The only thing I can say for me is don't put nothing in. You want to lick it one day. One day. I'm not. You don't never know, right? When I get married, you know, for the third time. You know, but I don't know. Don't do it. Just don't, because you're not gonna make it home. You're just not.
If you get close to my booty hole, red, you could die.
Right. Man. It's all right. Fair enough. That now, so since we're on the thing of sex, what's the freakiest thing any of you guys ever done? Lay it on the table, Chris. What is the freakiest thing you ever done to an individual? Nah, we're all having a conversation here. So like, what's the most freakiest thing? Like, missionary? That's freaky. It's freaky if you don't do it. I laid on top of her and I flopped on her.
Like, he just set a bitch on fire before.
Before I got a blowjob, I punched her in the head with a crowbar. That shit was on fire. No, like, so, what is...
I smashed on a bitch right behind his uncle. He didn't know it.
Good job. What about for you? Did you do the same thing to the same girl with the same uncle in the same room?
Shout out, Will. Oh man, I don't know. Bang a bitch on the kitchen table.
Wow, okay. On the kids, okay. That's it. No, he's young. How old are you again?
25.
Yeah, he's a baby. Never mind. We already know what you've done, Mello. You work in the industry. Why are you on the phone? What's the craziest thing you ever done, Rico?
Huh? What you done did?
What was the question?
Oh, the question was, what was the most freakiest thing you've ever done to an individual?
He's obviously not a freaky person.
Nah. I kissed her on the lips.
And I think.
Did the aunt join?
Yeah.
She just watched.
I seen her in the corner of my eye.
Oh, she was watching. I'd have been like, this, yeah. Hey, you next, baby. Come on.
You want some of this?
Hey, whatever.
I don't know if she's seen it, but I definitely seen it. She watched it.
Nice, nice. Helping out that auntie. Nice. T-Dot, what was the most freaky thing you ever done?
Probably smash while I was driving on the freeway.
Nice. For me, I let someone actually walk away. So that was the freeze. I was like, oh, you get to live and shit. So what else are we going to close out with? All right, guys, we're getting ready to get out of here. So I'm going to let each of these gentlemen go ahead and plug themselves and tell you a little. They're going to just give you a little spill about themselves, where you can find them. The link will be under this this broadcast. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for hanging out. I really do appreciate it. And I think the topics were really good. And we're just changing up a little bit. Guys, you guys enjoy the beer?
Yeah.
Even though we didn't get them all, but somebody, God damn it, boy, what is wrong? Who is calling you?
Who's calling?
No, give me the phone. No, let me see the phone. Give me the phone. No, give me the phone. Give me the phone. Don't hang up. Give me the phone. Don't hang up. Oh.
We on the radio.
Yeah, okay. If she called one more time while we working, we going to talk to her, all right? And you don't want me to do that, my friend, because I will bring up inner scars and make her cut herself again. All right, so here we go. Mr. T-Dot, you're up first. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and where they can find you nice and slow so they can hear it. Spell it out if you can. Give it some. Go ahead.
Check this out. I go by the name of T-Dot Jackson. You guys can find me on any music source, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, Google Play, basically anywhere digital, T-Dot Jackson. That's T-D-O-T Jackson. My Instagram is at T.RB, at T-D-O-T-R-B. That's all my social media, actually. Snapchat, everything, all that bullshit. Really good music coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm sure y'all fuck with it if y'all fuck with the hip hop scene. And that's just what it is. Babe.
All right, next, Rico, you're up, buddy. Let everyone know before you get on the phone with your girlfriend there, bud. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and where they can reach in. What do you do?
Rico the Kid, man. Yeah, man. I'm a fashion designer. Snapchat, my Instagram. Snapchat, again, my nigga. Instagram, Life of a Blessing.
Sounds good. Mello.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Black guy. Mello Jackson. M-E-L-L-O. Jackson. Google me. You can find everything about me. I run a company called Royal Bloodline. That's the music side. I'm also affiliate with Brazzers, the porn side.
Yeah.
Assistant director doing that shit.
And love porn.
Also, yeah. So, you know, for all the porn fans out there. And then also, I got a talent agency that I just started. So, you guys stay tuned for that.
It's called Wet Bitches and Two Dudes.
So if you guys want to get into any models, any modeling, or if you guys want to, if there's some ladies out there who want to do some porn.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Cam girls, the whole nine.
All right, Mr. Diesel.
Tommy Diesel, porn artist, entertainer, post me on Twitter. Twitter is at TOMMYDZL. My IG, TOMMY_DZL. Look out for a new single coming on iTunes and everywhere. Smoke this. coming out real soon.
Did you just say Westside? At a room full of dudes from the North Town? Damn. He's learning, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. If you guys don't know anything about Mr. Diesel, this is the first time he's actually, for the first year, he's had to do a project about African Americans and in the hood and in social studies, and he just never, like, left. So he's loving the whole culture. So this Westside thing's new to him. His left leg is also pulled up in his sweats. It's great. All right, Mr. Chris on the Beats, promoting yourself. Okay. No, take your time.
Chris P. Cushman, I make beats. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I produce the music for him, and he's good. He's the shit. Chris P. Cushman.
There's little Haiti in the house. Oh, shit. This guy here.
Very good. Very good.
I don't
man.
Speak good English, but I rock the beat.
Today is a new day. Today is a good day to be alive. Drinking the beer with my friend here. Okay?
Crispy.
This is the shit. Want a crispy.
Well, great. That's wonderful. All right, you guys. Everybody, want to thank everyone watching us on Periscope. We want to say thank you guys real quick. We want to thank everybody listening on our podcast. Hope you guys enjoy this. It was a little enlightening. Little things might have got a little sketchy. So please do us a favor. If you're going to write a complaint, make sure it's worth it, because if you write a complaint and it's stupid, we're not going to really read your emails, because to be honest with you, we do have freedom of speech. And also at the same time, we told you at the beginning, please listen to our warning. These are just opinions. We're not people that are just monsters. We really want you guys to understand that we are very intelligent people, and it is what it is in the hip hop world. So we are very fortunate that we didn't get Little Yachty on the show, because then I would have ripped him a new one. So hey, beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story? And I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and thanks guys for coming on the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.